57.
Did you see?
Lock, yeah. Talk radio.
They said they knew like a week ago.
I think that's
how is that
happen.
Possible? If they knew last week, why did they, you know what I mean?
Because you know how it is that they the tests are usually from like 2 weeks ago and then
yeah.
they release it. They always do that.
That's what he was saying, man. Yeah, let's talk about it. All right.
I'm ready.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati, you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it right here. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. And we got a great show for you today. And if you want to call in, 323-870-3857. And we're going to get started with who I believe, Notorious VC also believes, is the pound-for-pound champion. It's not NUA. It's not Crawford, baby. Let me tell you what. He did a number last night. And if you guys didn't know, Beep, do you know where Jake Paul is from?
Unfortunately, I do. He's from your neck of the woods.
Title Town, baby, Ohio. That's where he's from. That's how you know. I mean, you're talking about a pound for pound. I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, Beep, if he's not one or two, I believe that he deserves to be on that pound-for-pound list. Realistically, I think he deserves to be on that pound-for-pound list. What are your thoughts?
The pound-for-pound misfits list that they have like on
Stop
his own,
it.
Those misfits sites?
Stop it. The pound-for-pound. I'll tell you what. If Jake Paul fought Naoya anyway, my money's on Jake Paul. Right? I don't care how small Inoue is. Doesn't matter. Last night, on DAZN, baby, Title Town's own Jake Paul. Got nothing but winners here, baby. Jake Paul versus Nate Diaz at 185 pounds. Listen, that's not Jake Paul's weight. That ain't Jake Paul's weight. He's heavier than that. See him? He's a big guy. And he did Nate Diaz a favor, number one, by giving him a payday, but number two, by putting him out of his misery. Jake Paul, unanimous decision, Beeb. I mean, this fight was clearly one-sided. 97-92, 98-91 twice. Diaz was knocked down in the fifth round. But he did have his moments. He did have his moments. The fight, you know, the fight kind of went like I thought it would. I thought Jake would win again because he's active in this. You know what I mean? He's having fights. He's active. You know, it's hard to beat. Again, man. Logic in this, you know, is so skewed when they think, you know, Nate's going to come in there and knock him out and stuff. That's not going to happen because Nate's not a boxer. Nate boxes, but he's not a boxer. Jake Paul is a full-time boxer. This is what he does. And I will tell you, man, he looks better. His conditioning looked much better than it had in the past. You know, his conditioning looked good. I thought he looked good, man. I did. Somebody said he needed new trainers. Listen, man, I think so too. I don't hate that idea. I'd like to see some different looks from him. Maybe set things up a little bit better, you know. But overall, he did good, and overall, Nate Diaz did okay too. I thought Nate Diaz did pretty good. A lot of people had the fight closer than what it was, but I think most people had Jake Paul winning. But yeah, I mean, Beeb, did you buy this fight?
No, I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch
it. I watched it on YouTube.
I caught it after the fact. You know what I mean? But I didn't. I wasn't really interested. I got to be honest. I wasn't real interested in this fight. There was nothing after watching Errol Spence, you know, last week, him and Crawford, and then we go to this.
The step down.
It doesn't do anything for me. I tell you
does
what,
nothing.
It really
does nothing.
Doesn't.
Nothing for me.
Does absolutely squat for me. I'm real curious to see what the pay-per-view numbers are on here.
Yeah,
because I think
it did well.
That will tell the tale. You know,
I mean, They did have it on at the casino when I was walking around last night.
Yeah.
And, I didn't end up, you know, like I told you before, my friend was tired, so I didn't end up staying the whole card because the main event didn't go up to like, what, 11:45?
Oh, it was, it was almost midnight.
Yeah, my friend was getting tired, so we just left.
Oh, and then
I ended up just watching.
Yeah.
Some of it this morning, some of the highlights, and just
it was terrible.
I couldn't even sit there and watch the whole fight, to be honest with you. I just wasn't into it, man. Like I said, the novelty has worn off on these types of fights. You know, what would you call these types of fights? These YouTuber fights?
Crossover fights.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm just not into these fights anymore.
You know, listen, man, if you're serious about it, and which he claims he is, and he's trained.
Yeah.
You know, and he's trained. Start fighting real guys. If that's the route you want to go, get on another car. Start fighting real dudes. You know, Nate Diaz, Nick Diaz, and not to mention Nate Diaz is just shot. He's a shot fighter. You know what I mean? He is.
I mean, I give Jake Paul credit for training hard, putting in the work, but at the end of the day, are you really going to get better by fighting 40-year-old MMA guys?
Well, I think that's the other thing, too. Yeah, you got to, you know, if you really want to make a go at this, you got to fight better opposition. You know, the best opposition he fought was Tommy Fury, who was a boxer, and he lost.
And he lost, yeah.
I thought he won the fight. I think the fight was close. But I couldn't.
Yeah, I thought Tommy beat him.
I couldn't complain that Tommy Fury won.
Yeah, I thought Tommy edged him.
Yeah, you know, and I thought Paul got him. But it doesn't matter because it was, you know. Listen, if you're having
a good fight.
Yeah,
it wasn't a bad fight.
It wasn't crazy.
Yeah.
Fight somebody, you know, fight somebody like that. You know, get your skills up. I mean, you know, are you going to be able to, of course you're going to be able to knock out, you know, and win against guys that don't do this every day. Just like if we put you in the cage with somebody who does it every day, you're not going to beat them.
No, not at all.
You know, I mean, it's just, that's the way it is.
The way it is.
Boxing says, in my opinion, Jake Paul is better than Ryan Garcia. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Much better.
Oh, God.
Much better skill, much more skilled. Ryan Garcia, absolutely.
I'm not gonna go there.
Saul Lavras, Canelo in the house here. He says his audience doesn't mind and he will keep milking it. Well, I think the well is, I don't know, and maybe I'm off base here. I'm not sure if that well is running dry or not. We'll find out with those pay-per-view numbers and we'll see what they say. That's a big deal. You know, we just had two pay-per-views here. You know, you had that UFC pay-per-view, you had that Crawford Spence last week, and then to ask people to go in pocket again to pay for this.
No.
That's a big, you know, it's a bad it's bad timing, it's a bad sell. Just like last week with the Crawford Spence, it was a bad timing to go up against the UFC. That's a marquee fight. You don't want to go up against anybody. You want that standing alone. That is your Saturday right there, you know, and you don't want competition when it comes to pay-per-view. That's just kind of a rule of it, you know.
I don't know.
So, but the catch weight was 185. Jake Paul looked good, but, again, he's fighting a guy who doesn't box, you know. And Jake Paul, listen, when I say he looked good, he won the fight. You know, as far as what he's going to do next and everything like that, I don't know. I don't really care. The novelty has kind of worn off for me anyway. It's not, you know, I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it. I didn't watch it last night. You know, it just didn't interest me. Because, like I said, Nate Diaz, again, did he have a chance? Yeah, he had a chance, but I knew Nate Diaz was, like, worn, you know? He hasn't looked the same. I mean, he hasn't looked the same since he fought Masvidal. He looked bad in that fight. So what is this guy going to do to him? You know what I mean?
He's almost 40 years old, man.
He's popular. He's popular. But he looked like he didn't even want to be there last night, you know?
Yeah, he didn't seem, like, overly enthused.
Yeah,
and pumped up for the fight, you know.
Well, did you see that face off they had that little show they do with I guess Hawaii was there and they were interviewing Jake Paul, and Nate's just like bouncing in his chair and kind of looking around, and next thing I like the thing just started. All of a sudden he got up and he was like, "I'll be back," and just left. He just boated out of there and got in a truck and left. I'm like, what?
Oh wow.
I'm like, what? You know, like who does this? You know. So, and it could be, you know, they're not the best people to promote a fight with, you know, the Diaz and, you know, they're not the best people to promote a fight with because you know, they're a little out there, you know?
Yeah. You never know what they're going to do.
Yeah, you don't know if he's going to show up. You don't know if he's going to miss a flight. You don't know what – you just don't know. It's like – you know, it's kind of like having – what's that guy's name? The heavyweight that we – Big Baby.
I've seen Rockman Jr., Big Baby Miller. Yeah,
Big Baby Miller. Yeah, one of those type of – you know, where it's like you never know. Like I would never put my hard-earned money out there to promote those guys because you don't know what's going to happen.
Never.
You know? You just don't, you know?
So I just have to have a backup opponent on hand.
Oh, for sure. You know? For sure.
Just in case.
You know, and then you have on the undercard, we had, Serrano and Heather Hardy again. Because that
ridiculous.
First fight didn't leave, you know, we were all wondering what would happen if they had a second fight. That was another whitewash fight, you know. An absolute nothing fight. Absolute
and then
nothing. Could.
And then during the press conference, she's like, well, they asked her, why are you fighting Heather Hardy? And she goes, well, Heather Hardy, she deserves a six-figure payday, so I want to be happy to give that to her. And it's like, so you're basically admitting that you're just doing your friend a solid, that you know that she has no chance of winning. You know that this isn't really a competitive fight. You're basically just giving your friend a free payday, basically.
Well, you're taking a free payday as well. Because, honestly, you know that she's not going to beat you.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, I mean, she got busted up, you know. She gets busted up in all her fights. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, she's got to think about what she wants to do because she's up there too, man.
Yeah.
She's closing in on 40.
Yeah. Listen, man.
I think she is 40, actually. Yeah,
didn't she have an OnlyFans or something like that? Like, you're not going to be able to do OnlyFans forever, you know? I mean, I don't know, man. It's just that whole DAZN thing with this whole thing, it's like, come on, man. You know, like it's run its course. I think it's run its course. But, hey, if fans showed up at the gate, if fans bought it, then we're going to get it again. And, you know, what are you going to do? The rest of that undercard was awful. I don't even remember who was on it. I don't even care. The ESPN card. Did you see this on ESPN Plus? Because this is a fight I didn't even catch. I got the result, but I didn't even catch the fight. It was supposed to be in Panama or something like that. Derek Cuevas versus Alberto Mosquera. Cuevas wins by fourth round TKO.
This one kind of flew under the radar. No one was really interested in this one.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Champ Life said Serrano $300,000 and Hardy got $150,000. They earned every dollar. Yeah. I am Dwayne this time, says Eric Loder. You subscribe to Heather Hardy's OnlyFans.
You know what's funny?
I got to support the boxers. What am I going to do? You guys want me to support the women boxers. I go and support them, and now I'm the bad guy now because I got on her OnlyFans? No way.
You know what's funny? A lot of people think that all those girls make a ton of money. There's only like a small percentage of women on OnlyFans that really make big money on this.
There's only one way to make money on OnlyFans, and you know what it is. If you're a girl, you know exactly what it is, and that's what you do. There you go. That's it.
Gotta go open
Get naked.
With it.
Get naked. That's it. If you're not naked, you're not getting paid, son. That's the way it is. That's the way it is, Jack.
Please.
That's right. That's how it is. All right. And that was the action for this weekend. I mean, it's stark contrast to what happened last weekend.
Yeah, slim pickings.
Right?
Night and day, huh?
Oh, my gosh. All right, so coming up here, August 12th from Glendale, Arizona on ESPN, Emmanuel Navarrete versus Oscar Valdez, 12 rounds for Navarrete's WBO junior title. Raymond Murtala versus Diego Torres, 10 rounds lightweights. And Richard Torres Jr. versus Willie Jake Jr., 10 rounds heavyweights. Richard Torres, of course, is the Olympian, and I'm really anxious to see him. I always like when the Olympians start making noise, you know. Help me out. Who was the super heavyweight boxer who beat Richard Torres?
Oh,
and he's like 10-0 now or something like that.
I'm trying to think.
What was that guy's name? Because he's still undefeated, too, and that guy's a monster. I can't remember who it is. I can't. Just name escapes me. But somebody in the chat, help me out. August 12th from Oxon Hill, Maryland. Showtime: Emmanuel Rodriguez versus Melvin Lopez, 12 rounds for the vacant IBF bantamweight title. Trayvon Marshall versus Gabriel Mastre, 10 rounds welterweights. Gary Antoine Russell versus Kent Cruz, 10 rounds junior welterweights. Not a bad card. I like the cards from Maryland. They usually produce pretty good. They usually got some pretty good fights on there. And is that like a casino down there? Is that what's going on?
I believe so.
I was going to say, yeah, because they get a lot of good fights down there, and I didn't know Maryland was really that big of a fight town, you know.
So they're saying the heavyweight is Jalilov. Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah, he's doing really good.
Thank you, Ryan Akadali. I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much. Jalilov. That guy is really good.
He can punch that kid.
Really talented, too. It's not just like he's a one-trick pony. That guy can box.
Very well schooled, yeah.
Yeah, very well schooled. And that is it for the upcoming weekend. So, yeah, there you go. That's the weekend, man. Not a whole lot to look forward to, but definitely some good fights. Actually, both of those are really good fights. Either the Navarrete Valdez fight is good. They got a good undercard there, too. You got Emmanuel Rodriguez fighting. That's a good fight.
Good card.
Decent card. So, yeah, we got some good stuff to look forward to next weekend. Notorious D. Touche. You're the king of Maryland. You should know about the fights there, Eric. Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. You know, I'm busy. I'm a busy guy. I'm the king of Ohio. I'm in Titletown. I've got a lot of stuff going on. There you go. All right. Let's talk about the news this week, B, because this one, there's a lot of news this week, a lot of strange stuff going on here.
Yeah.
Where do we start? Let's start with Dillian White. Dillian White, for all you guys who don't know, tested positive. Did it ever come out what he tested positive for? I just heard an adverse VADA test or something like that.
I mean, free Dillian White, man. He's innocent. I'm getting tired of this VADA.
Isn't this the third time?
One time it was like when he was in kickboxing. The second time he was cleared because he was taking Jack 3D that you can go buy at GNC.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just getting sick of this
stuff.
Well,
why is that okay, though? That's still not okay. Just because you can buy it over the counter. Remember, you could buy androstenedione over the counter.
Yeah, but I have a different theory on stimulants, man. I mean, if you're taking them when you're training, as long as, like, the WADA protocol says you can't take them in competition, which is 11:59 the night before the competition, 11:59 p.m. WADA has their own protocol. They don't follow WADA, right? They're different than USADA and everyone else who goes by the WADA protocol.
Yeah.
To me, I just have questions about WADA. Like, why is it only them catching people? And when they do catch people, it's always like the last 2 weeks before the fight, and then it gets announced like days within the fight. And it's always for like a fertility drug, a nasal spray, a freaking blood pressure medicine, a heart medicine. I'm like, these people seem to me like they're trying to make a name for themselves. They're trying to go out of their way to be the dog catcher here. Maestro and I talked about this earlier. They remind me of the cop that hides behind the bush with the speed gun and pulls people over going C8 in the 55. Like, you know, name another sport that uses VADA. And now even with the Conor Benn situation, right?
Right.
Trace amounts, adverse findings. Now they're questioning, right? I guess it came up that after the experts and so-called medical expert scientists, you know, looked at the whole case, the whole situation, they're saying because of that, that's the small amount that was in there in that sample, they're thinking that the sample was tainted. So I'm saying to myself,
well, couldn't they tell by the B sample?
I don't know. Because such a, yeah, they look at, I mean,
because if both of them had the trace amounts in it, then you took it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Are they really like the gold standard, because they're the cheapest agency. Like they're like half the price of USADA.
Yeah.
And the UFC uses USADA. Mayweather used to use USADA. Name them. The Olympics use USADA. The Pan American Games use USADA. Like, who uses VADA besides the WBC? Right.
You know.
So I'm just wondering, right? How good are they at collecting these samples?
You know, and
that's what I want to know.
I don't think they're doing this on purpose or waiting to bust anybody. I don't think they care. You know, I really don't. I don't think they care. I think, you know, they send these. They don't even know who the test belongs to. You know,
what I'm saying. This is my question. because they're the cheapest organization, right?
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of – they're not heavily funded, right?
Right.
And then you got Victor Conti as their, like, their spokesman, right, who's a guy who just wants to, like, out chase and put his name out there so he can sell his supplements. That's what he wants to do. Yeah. And he wants to promote his website, whatever, right? All I'm saying is this. You know, I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist. I know you're already, you know, thinking about like, oh, here goes Beeb again down the rabbit hole. But here's the thing.
Got a tinfoil hat on, and you know.
It's just funny to me that you got one like a guy will pass like in the instance of Dillian White, in the instance of Conor Benn, they'll pass the UCOD tests, right? And you know they pass all the other tests, but the one test that comes up positive is the VADA test.
Yeah.
So how good are they? How reputable are they? Because if they're – think about this. They're like the bargain basement of the organizations in comparison to everyone else. So they don't have the funding, right? How good are their employees? How good are they at collecting the samples? You know, are they doing a good job? Are some of these samples getting tainted? Because again,
do you honestly
trace
think
amount,
it's tainted though.
Adverse finding.
I mean, how do you taint that? No matter. Okay, so let's. I don't know what the substance was, and I don't. I haven't heard it come out yet. What the substance absolutely was. Do you think they're tainted? Do you think it could be tainted? You know what I'm saying?
It's quite possible.
Is it possible? Yes. But what's more likely? This is his third time being popped for this. Popped for something. Some illegal substance. Three times. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you?
Well,
you know
the second time, the second time he was cleared because it was from Jack 3D.
And not only that, okay, what about all the other fighters that don't test positive? And you always seem to have the same ones popping up. John Jones, you know, you got, you know, Dillian White. This is his third time. Conor Benn, you know, and apparently
Oscar Valdez
forgiven him, but you know,
Oscar Valdez had a drug fentermine that doctors prescribed to middle aged, like some of these drugs that they're coming up positive for.
Yeah,
it's like Lance Armstrong is not going to take this stuff trying to win the Tour de France, is what I'm trying to say. Like I just think that there's just something fishy about like heart medicine. The nasal spray with Billy, and I don't like VADA's policy. They have zero tolerance policy, right, for stimulants.
Yeah.
Once again, a stimulant during training, okay, if you're tired one day, it'll give you a boost. That's fine. But if you're taking stimulants during your training camp and you can't take them before the competition, you're not getting a benefit. Now, you could say, oh, Viva, what about you're getting them through training? Yeah, but that's not going to really give you a significant advantage if you're not taking it during, like, right before the fight.
Well,
so, like, it seems to me that because they're not following the WADA protocol, that they're trying to set a standard where they're catching more people so they can say, look how much better we are at the testing. And
see, I don't see that. I'll be honest. I don't see that. You know, here's my thing. My thing is, like,
okay.
You know, all you right. Look at, say, Big Baby Miller was the one that was caught. But you always see, and you'll see something, you brought up a good point about the, the fertility substances or whatever,
yeah.
Stuff like that. Those are masking agents too. And that's the other thing we had talked about. Remember with the steroids, and you have the masking agents on top of that.
Go ahead. I hate to cut you off,
No.
I have to make a great point. This is what fucking kills me. And you tell me if I'm off base here. So you love when I preface it with something else, because you know I'm going to be off base.
Coming out here, right? you know, it's like.
But think about this. So you're going to take an illegal substance to mask another illegal substance. That's like taking the gun at a murder scene with your fingerprints on it and replacing it with another gun.
Okay, you know what? I misspoke. Not necessarily a masking agent, but I'll give you an example. When you take testosterone, you have to take an estrogen blocker with it because when your testosterone goes up, your estrogen goes up, okay? So if you test positive for that estrogen blocker, I'm going to ask you, to me, that's a masking agent in the sense that, hey, we didn't find any steroids in you. We didn't find any, you know, anything going on in your system, but we found this, you know, estrogen blocker here. Why are you taking that? Why would any normal guy?
That's what I'm saying. Why would Conor Benn take a fertility drug?
Because he's masking it. He's on drugs.
Yeah,
he's on steroids.
And
that wouldn't. And you know what? And that guy is coming up in weight. So that wouldn't make sense.
Here's another thing. If you are cycling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you take a substance 2 weeks before your event? See, that it doesn't add up to me.
Because they're stupid.
Like,
because they're stupid.
I don't think
people who break the law are stupid.
I don't think Conor Benn, I'm going to be honest with you. Conor Benn's innocent. My opinion. That's why he was cleared. And if Dillian White.
But he was cleared. He was cleared. Listen, man.
If Dillian White needs some assistance, Beep Industries will offer up our legal team to help you out. I'm behind Dillian White 100%. I think he's innocent just like Conor Benn.
100%. 100%.
I'm behind him. Free Dillian White. Free him.
It doesn't matter that he was popped two other times.
He was cleared one time. The other time was a long time ago in a kickboxing association. Who knows what they were
so
doing.
So clearly he's open to the idea of using performance enhancement before a fight. I'm just saying. It sounds like he's open to it.
I mean, I could be in a hyperbaric chamber. That's a performance enhancer. I could hire a nutritionist. That's a performance enhancer.
But it's not illegal.
I know.
That's the one big, you know, that's the big thing here is that it's illegal. You know what I'm saying?
Again, I'm not going to condemn someone because they're taking ripped fuel or Jack 3D.
Well, you have to because it's illegal.
It's
illegal. And you know what? It's up to them.
For heart medicine.
How difficult? Let me ask you a question. If you're going in for a $1 billion payday, okay, it's more money than you've made. It's a lot of money. If you're going in there, wouldn't you know everything that you're putting in? Like before you take a supplement, hey, here's my supplement I'm taking. I send this off to them. Is this okay to take? You know? What you would do? Is that what you would do?
I would, but I believe that's I think in certain instances, I think some of these samples are tainted.
How are they tainted? Like tainted with what? Okay, so he's tainted. So the sample gets tainted, which means basically there was a problem in the
correct.
Collection. But somehow it's tainted with clenbuterol or, you know, estrogen blockers or whatever. How?
Well, in the case with Canelo.
How is that possible?
In the case with Canelo, he did provide the hair follicle test, and they did do the investigation.
Yeah.
And it was found. Canelo was clear.
He was suspended for 6 months.
Pending an investigation. But he ended up being cleared because that at the same time of the Mexican soccer team, a lot of people in Mexico are testing positive for clenbuterol due to meat consumption.
So do you think the Soviet Olympic team is just, they just, that was that was
no,
all like.
They, that wasn't VADA.
So they really did it.
That was their agency. That was their agency. UConn, USADA, these are legitimate agencies. They're not like freaking, they're not the bargain basement of testing organizations like VADA. Ask yourself a question. Why doesn't the Olympics or the Pan American Games use VADA? Why doesn't the UFC use VADA?
USADA is the best. USADA is the best for sure.
So I'm rolling with USADA.
Well, I'd roll with USADA too. If USADA would test them, would the same test come out positive?
No. Much more is thorough, better collection process, in my opinion.
So what is the difference between the collection processes?
Well, if you don't have a lot, let me ask you a question. This is not to diminish people making a low wage. If you're going to hire someone, right, to do work on your house.
Yeah.
Right? And they're charging you an incredibly low rate.
Yeah.
Well below market value.
Yeah.
Are you 100% confident that they're going to do a good job on the work on your house?
I mean, if I hire them, well, you know, pending that you do your due diligence and everything like that, I would feel comfortable just depending on, again, your due diligence.
Would it be fair to say a higher quality product would serve you better and last you longer than a lower quality product?
A Mercedes should last you longer than a Pacer, yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
So guess what? USADA is the Mercedes and VADA is a Pacer. They're not even a Pacer. VADA is Yugo.
Oh, stop it. What's the matter with you?
I got a Toyota Yaris outside.
Those are nice cars.
I call that the Iron Woman, because I like to name my things women.
Sure.
Women, so that I call her Betsy. She's an Iron Woman, right? That thing will last me for life. So she's the exception to the rule. I wouldn't trade her in for a friggin' Bugatti. If I'm being honest.
Yeah. So I don't know. And let me tell you now. You know, and we laugh about this and everything like that, but here's the worst part of it, okay? Here's the worst part of it. So you sent me the Fight Hype video. It was a Fight Hype? I don't know. It was one of those.
Fight Hype, yeah.
Where they interviewed...
Angel Heredia.
No, not Angel Heredia. I'm talking about the other guy. David Hay.
I'm sorry.
Right? So he interviewed David Hay, and David Hay said he got a call last week from Derek Chisora, saying that Dillian White is not going to pass his drug test and that he may be next for AJ. They knew back then. So why wasn't this dealt with then? Why are they now scrambling for somebody to work with?
Once again, this is another problem with the VADA test. The test, I guess he tested positive 2 weeks ago, and then the results get released, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because of again, this is just my opinion. Because the process that they through the process, it seems to have taken a long time to get the results from the test. So the test was done, the sample was collected 2 weeks ago, and then they probably get the result like a couple of days, like maybe a day before, 2 days before.
Yeah, I get that, but they knew about it last week.
That's what I'm saying.
If they knew about it last week, then why the mad scramble?
It just seems shady. The whole thing seems shady.
The whole thing is always shady. And it's always shady with Hearn. And, you know, it just seems shady there.
Why is it always a week before the fight or days before the fight?
Days before.
You find this out.
Yeah.
And again, I know you hate when I say this, but the guy will pass every other test, but lo and behold, comes up positive on the VADA test. Why is the least expensive test the one that's always catching everybody?
Pass what test, though? What test did he pass?
Oh, the UCOD test. They do UCOD tests and stuff over there.
The UCOD tests. Yeah. So if that is the Pacer, so if VADA is the Pacer, what exactly is the UCAD test?
BMW.
That's got to be like a bike or something like that, right?
Oh, they're a BMW.
They're a BMW? Yeah, they're okay. Yeah, all right.
UCOD's very, very, very reputable.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. It's not UCOD, in my opinion. It's the British Boxing Board of Control.
Yeah.
They're the ones that seem, again, I don't want to get my citizenship revoked because I said this.
Sure.
But they seem to drop the ball. They're the ones that seem to drop the ball.
Somebody's dropping the ball here. And I mean, if the promoters know about it, if they knew last week, why, again, it just, the whole thing just seems shady. It's always shady. It seems
they didn't care either way, but credit to Hearn because he stacked the card with heavyweights. He had like Dempsey McKean on there. He had Derek Chisora on there. He had Gerald Washington on the card.
I didn't know Gerald Washington was still active.
Yeah. Hearn's kind of savvy in that regard, where he'll put backup fighters on the card just in case like if the main event falls through. And I'll tell you this: Derek Chisora and Anthony Joshua, not a great fight, but it'll sell in the UK. It'll sell in the UK.
Yeah, they like it. They like
Derek,
there.
Derek Chisora's got a name over there. Like they like him over there.
Horrible fight.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing: if you are AJ and you trained and prepared for Dillian White, Derek Chisora and Dillian White do have comparable styles. They do have similar. They're not. They don't fight identically, but they do have like some similarities. They both like to fight on the inside. I would argue that Chisora is like a better combination puncher. He has more volume to him. But they both like to. They both are aggressive, and they like to come inside and fight you on the inside. So,
I mean, I wasn't interested in this fight either way, whether it's him or Chisora. It doesn't really matter. Yeah, Felipe Rogovic was the one that was thrown out there as well.
That ain't happening.
I don't think it will either.
That will not happen.
I don't think so. Not with the Deontay Wilder
fight waiting in the wings. That will never happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. Hey, listen, guys, if you're listening to us and you like what we're doing, man, hit the like button. It doesn't cost anything. Subscribe. That doesn't cost anything. In fact, it lets you know when we're on. Steve has done, I don't know, like what, 50, 55 shows this week for us on this channel. Done a whole ton of shows, and he's always got good content on there. And even if you don't agree with us, we definitely make you think. Beeb definitely makes me think all the time. So he just makes me rethink life choices. So
we're making you think about good things, but I'm making you think.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You're exercising your brain cells when you talk to me.
Absolutely. That's what I tell about you. I said that, you know, I may not agree with everything you say, but you always make me think about things you say, you know, because it comes up and like, oh, that's a logical thing. He's right. Well, why?
Right,
and then,
now,
you know,
after the things I told you about Vada, you may sell your stock in Vada right now.
No, I think I'm going to keep that. I think I'm going to keep that for a while. Isn't Margaret Goodman the one with Vada?
She's okay.
She's the one with Vada, right?
Yeah, she's
okay. Yeah. That's what I thought.
She's a disgruntled employee, man.
She's a disgruntled employee.
She's stopped working for the Nevada State Athletic Commission, so she's disgruntled. Nice person, but, I mean, she may have some ulterior motives.
Yeah, she's cold as an iceberg, I'll tell you that. I don't know. So who do you think – so you think it's going to be Chisora and AJ? That's going to be the big fight.
I believe David Hay. I mean, that's the best.
I believe him, too. So tell me, what did Angel Heredia say? Because I didn't get a chance to watch that. What actually happened in that video?
He was basically saying that Vada, everyone thinks, like, Vada likes to present themselves like they're doing the harder, more stringent testing, but they're really not. In other words, and, you know, basically that they're basically trying to sell themselves. Like, they try to –
he's a cheater, too. How much can you really put stock into what he says?
Yeah.
Him and Conte both are cheaters. So I don't – you know, like, the stock that they put into these two guys is amazing.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I do think he makes a good point where, like, if they're both testing for the same things, like Vada and USADA, and they're both using the same labs, but one – like I said, one test in the agency is twice the cost of the other. I just find it hard to believe that the one that's half the cost of the other is really going to be better than USADA. Like, USADA is like,
for
I said,
sure. Listen, I mean, you get what
Olympics,
you pay for. You get what you
Olympics,
pay for. Yeah.
Olympics. So the whole thing of VADA being the gold standard, when the only sport that uses them is boxing and the only sanctioning body that – you got another corrupt – you got Victor Conte pumping you up, right, promoting you and being affiliated with you. And then you also have the WBC. Now, you do the math on that. How credible is Victor Conte and how credible is the WBC? You don't see –
I don't think either one of them are that credible, I'll be honest with you.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you don't see VADA being used by anybody else except – boxing, and they're only endorsed by the WBC. What does that tell you? I just have questions.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. You know, I don't think that they're purposely sabotaging fights.
If anything, it
would go the other route, you know, where he does test positive and they overlook it, but that's not the case.
Maybe they're just not really good at what they do. Maybe the quality of their collection is not the greatest.
This is why I always say, it'll never happen, obviously, but it's kind of happened in college football where you see all the people going to like certain divisions and everything. All the other divisions are kind of breaking up.
Yeah.
If we had that that same UFC model here, where everybody fought under one banner and that's that, and it's the same rules, it's the same everything. When we have a champion, we got a champion because everybody's fought each other, you know. I know it's pie in the sky and a pipe dream, but hey,
so
my little thing.
I would venture to think, this is just me, suspecting, I do believe a lot of those UFC fighters probably do take stimulants during their training.
Yeah.
Right?
Everybody's cheating. Everybody's cheating at that level. I really believe that.
Well, but here's the thing. This is USADA's this is WADA's, you know, theory, and I agree with WADA. Basically, they allow you to take the stimulants in training, but they don't allow you to take them in competition, you know, the day of the competition. So I just think that WADA makes their testing so stringent because they're like, why would they not follow the WADA protocol like everyone else does? That's my only question. So if you're creating your own protocol, which helps you get more negative tests, right?
Yeah.
That just tells me that you're trying to maybe go out of your way to catch people by making it like by making the rules even more stringent than they were before. And again, I stand on this. I don't believe it's a big deal if you're using stimulants during training, because if you can't use them during the fight, now the argument, you can argue, oh, you're getting the benefit of training. Yeah. But if you're not using them during the fight and your body has gotten, you know, used to using them, just like anything else, you're going to crash. So it could be a detriment to you. But if you're taking a stimulant to get you through a hard training session, because you may have been tired the night before, you may not have had a good night, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. You want to take something, I'm not against it. But guess who is against it? WADA.
No. Talking about Victor Conte, there's been some talking at like the snack. I forgot that he owns that snack corporation or whatever.
Yeah,
has anybody ever taken those supplements? Has anybody taken those? Do they work? Are they better? Or I don't know. I haven't heard of anybody. I know people, you know, they advertise it and everything like that, but I've never, you know, I haven't paid too much attention as far as
I was reading the ingredients from one of his fat burners and one of his pre-workouts. And I told him, I said, some of the supplements you sell would give a fighter more of a stimulant boost than phenamine, right? And he goes, well, that's not the point. My supplements aren't illegal. And phenamine's not illegal during training, but it's in the WADA protocol, it would be illegal if you took it 24 hours before a competition. But because WADA has a different protocol, so that's what I'm saying. Like, why would your protocol be different than WADA's? Why, when everyone else follows WADA, but you just say we have zero tolerance, and then WADA also allows for certain amounts of substances, like of certain drugs, like they allow a specific limit. Not WADA. WADA is zero tolerance for everything, right? So again, like they leave no margin for error. They make it overly strict, in my opinion. Because they want to go out of their way to catch people. They want to make it easier to catch people so they can sit there and say, look how good we are. We're better than everyone else because we're catching more people. We have a better system of testing. And all Heredia was saying was they're not doing anything different than USADA or anyone else, but they just frame it that they are so they could market themselves as being better than everyone else when they're really not.
Yeah,
my opinion.
But I think all companies do that, don't they, to an extent? I mean, McDonald's says they sell the best hamburgers.
Without question.
You know, Ford sells the best cars, whatever.
I mean, this is the best podcast. I mean, we know that.
Well, that's a fact. That's not in dispute.
That goes without saying.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's easy stuff. Hey, Dwayne brought up an interesting question here, and it says, how was Conor Ben cleared other than an announcement saying he was clear? Were there any details released?
He was the British Border Control in UConn cleared him. He's clear.
He's clear.
He's
clear. It wasn't just a statement by his camp. He's cleared.
Dillian White was cleared for the time he had an issue, right? He went before the British Border Control, and he was cleared the second time. The kickboxing thing, that's light years away. Who cares?
That he cheated in the kickboxing?
There's a statute of limitations on that.
Is that right?
But, yeah. So
he's clearly open to cheating. You just don't believe he cheated the last two times?
He took Jack 3D. I'm not going to get him the guy.
Again.
I'm not going to stop talking to the guy because he's
fault. But isn't that his fault, though? He was supposed to read what's in there.
Understand,
and there's a database you can go to to plug in these supplements.
But by the WADA protocol, he would not have been found guilty of testing positive because it was out of competition. So it wouldn't have mattered. That's what I'm trying to say. Because VADA has zero tolerance for any stimulant, regardless of when you take it.
Yeah.
And WADA and USADA do not. So they're making it like all the times he tested positive for something, stimulants. So that's all I'm saying. I don't have a problem with someone taking Jack 3D 3 weeks before a fight.
What is Jack 3D?
It's like a
pre-workout.
Yeah, that's all it is.
I gotcha.
You've taken pre-workouts before.
Ghost is a really good one. Yeah, Ghost is a really good one.
You're not knocking people out, are you?
Well, not anymore.
You're not a minute.
I'm getting knocked out. You know.
They don't have a warning. They don't put a warning label on you. Dangerous.
No,
right?
No.
You don't have a skull. You don't have a skull.
Absolutely not.
Bones T-shirt. Walk around like the Punisher.
The Punisher.
Right. You're not a menace to society because you took a pre-workout before. Why are we condemning people for taking pre-workouts?
5-hour energy.
Please.
There you go.
What is this world coming to? Billy Joe Saunders took the nasal spray because he was having problems breathing.
I think they canceled the fight. The best thing was when I was talking to you about the pre-workout stuff, I was like, hey, have you ever tried Ghost, that pre-workout, or have you ever tried this pre-workout or whatever? Beeb's answer to me was, no, I make my own. I was like, what is this? Didn't you take like aspirin or something like that and like some coffee? I don't know what you did.
I take citrulline malate and I take 400 milligrams of caffeine. That's all I take. All I take.
Beam's like the mad chemist, son.
And I can do two a day sometimes, even at 54 with the arthritic joints. If I put Robbie on my formula, He wouldn't be hanging around the house all day bothering Mrs. Herrick. He'd actually be out doing stuff, working out and doing what he needs to do.
Oh, that was cold-blooded, man. Why you do that like that? All right, let's move on here. Let's talk about by the way, White issued the statement saying that, you know, he's basically not guilty.
He isn't guilty. He's innocent. He's innocent. $3 billion White.
All right. Spence Crawford last week, the pay-per-view numbers are in, kind of, 650,000, right around 650,000 pay-per-view buys, give or take 50,000 there, so it could be as high as 700, but not over that, it sounded like. So what did I say, 400,000? I said about 400,000. What did you say?
Oh, you said 300,000.
I said 400,000. Really? I said 350 to 400, that's where it was going to be. What did you say it was going to be? Like two, I think you said 2 million or something like that. Did you say 2 million?
No, I'm going to tell you the truth. I optimistically was saying 1 million.
Yeah.
But deep down inside, I thought it was going to be like 800,000. So I was still wrong.
Yeah, but you were closer than I was. So 800,000. Yeah. If you said 800, we were talking about this before the show. They were so stupid to have this fight when they did and not a week earlier or a week later. Because they had it right on a UFC card. And you could say, well, UFC and boxing are different. Yeah, but they're both combat sports.
I know.
It's not like it was badminton playing on the other channel. This was where it's not going to take your audience at all. This was a combat sport. Like, why would you do that? That's the dumbest move ever.
Well,
and that was a solid UFC card, by the way.
In their defense, right, they had the date first.
Well, boxing. I mean, yeah. Well, maybe they could have talked to UFC and said, hey, what gives here?
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Espinoza doesn't get along with Dana White. That's the problem. So it's dumb. It would be who these boxing promoters would probably have a good relationship with Dana White, because I'm sure if you had a conversation with him, he probably would have moved the card.
I think so. Why do they not like each other? I don't understand that. They're both in the same type of business.
I don't know, because they take shots. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Dana White, but these boxing promoters kind of take shots at him a little bit. Steven Espinosa takes shots at him. Oscar De La Hoya took shots at him.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't like Oscar.
So, like, whenever he says something, they question him. They try to insinuate that he's not telling the truth about certain things, and they try to discredit him on social media. And again, I don't dislike Dana White. I don't like everything he does, but I do respect the man. And these guys, they like De La Hoya telling people don't buy the Mayweather-McGregor fight. And then meanwhile, he was asking to fight McGregor. So, I mean,
yeah,
come on, just like stop, bro. Stop being, like, again, I was not interested in this card at all. But I'm not going to go out like the card last night, I should say. But we don't go out and tell people, oh, you're an idiot if you buy this. Buy this. We don't do that.
I'm not buying it. I don't care if you buy it. You know.
If I don't like it, I don't buy it. That's up to me. I will never, ever openly campaign against any event. I think that's anti-American. That's anti-capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do those things. I stand for something.
Well, yeah, I would say that. Shushan Boxing says they didn't sell the fight well to the masses, partly because both fighters just don't do social media well, and PBC had lazy promotions. Well, PBC uses Swanson. I think Kelly Swanson or whatever to do their promotions.
I'm not a big fan.
But there wasn't a lot of promotion for this. I thought there was really a lack of buzz for this fight coming in. You know,
I will say this though. Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence, I think, did a good job like hitting the podcast scene, the big YouTube channels. Terrence Crawford was on the radio stations. He was on Hot 97. He was
Breakfast
on the Breakfast Club. Yeah, he was. I thought Terrence Crawford, this is just my opinion, and I was very happy to see this. I think earlier in his career, a lot of people weren't giving him the credit, whether it be in the press or boxing fans, and I think he resented that. So he went out of his way to say, you know, why am I going to talk to you if all you, no matter what I tell you, you're going to write negative things about me anyways. Once this fight was announced, I thought, you know, he changed a little bit. He was happy. Like, finally, I got it. Like, now people were turning, because, you know, you have the two sides, one side blaming Crawford for the fight not happening, one side blaming Spence for the fight. So once the fight was signed, sealed, I thought that was just a big anvil off Terrence Crawford's back. And I just saw a difference in him throughout this promotion. He seemed more outgoing. He seemed more friendlier. He was doing more interviews. He was hitting the pot. Like, he was going, he was really stepping it up. And I was happy to see that.
We've seen more Terrence Crawford for this fight than we have any other fight.
By far.
I
think Terrence Crawford went above and beyond.
Yeah, I do too.
Promoting this fight. And Spence always does.
Spence always does. Spence is always good.
Spence always, that goes without saying with Spence. He always does a good job promoting fights. Again, both guys are very, to me anyways, they're very likable people. I like both guys a lot. That's why I had a hard time, like, when I was breaking this fight down. I didn't want to sound like I was, like, discrediting or disparaging Spence at all, but I couldn't lie about what I was seeing. And I couldn't lie about how good I thought Crawford was.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, I had to tell the truth.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and go to the phones here, 530. Robert, you're live.
Hello, guys. How are you?
good.
What are you doing? Choking on a chicken bonus?
It was like...
No.
Like, kind of like we go to you, be prepared, man.
I am, man.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know what planet you're on.
Hopefully I'm doing something else back there. But anyways, I mean, clearly you come prepared here.
I am.
Did you buy that pay-per-view yesterday?
Absolutely not.
You're a liar. are a liar.
I did not.
Mrs. Herrick was texting me during that pay-per-view telling me how good, Amanda Serrano. She was texting me. She was texting me how good Amanda Serrano looked.
Joe,
so don't lie to me and tell me you didn't buy
that yesterday. Good luck with that.
Wow.
Well, she bought it off of your phone. She's always checking your phone.
Yeah.
She knows how you are.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Right. you say all this to me, and I was going to totally say I totally agree with your arguments here.
Oh, for Christ. Well, what else is new?
Why, Erica, you don't have a good leg to stand on at this point. I mean, come on.
On what?
B's making good points about all this Vada
Kusada
crap.
Oh, shut up. Are you so you believe in this whole conspiracy theory, too?
I totally
you think that Vada just wants to be in the spotlight?
I totally believe somebody's screwing up somewhere. Why are they going out of their way to cancel fights?
Why is it always the same fighters? Why is it always the same fighters getting it? You tell me that.
Conor Ben only tested positive once. Oscar Valdez only tested positive once.
That's correct.
Canelo Alvarez only tested positive once.
That's
and here's
correct.
The common denominator.
Always the same fighters. Vada. Something positive.
Vada, the bargain basement, the Yugo.
Yeah.
Why, again, why are they the same fighters, no matter who tests them, always coming up positive?
It's not the same fighters. It's not the same fighters.
It is the same fighters.
The only
three
one,
times,
the, Eric, the only one that's got, the only one that's gotten caught three times is Dillian White.
Yeah, that's a big deal, right?
And twice in boxing.
That was my point.
Twice in boxing, and the other time he was clear
by the
British Border Control.
Kickboxing. It was a different sport. He got popped in.
I mean
they don't really have good testing in kickboxing.
Real quick. Boxing, thank you so much, my friend. He wants to know, there's a question for Robbie. What does Robbie think of Beeb's secret admirer?
Oh, I can't stand that dude. I mean, that dude calls in every week. And he adds nothing to the show. Zero.
Wow. And he's got nothing but nice things to say about you, Robert.
I mean, and Eric's trying to give him caller of the year, and he doesn't have one single boxing point.
Listen, don't be jealous. How many caller of the years do you have?
Oh,
you have a
ton
on your shelf over there.
Why don't you
be jealous.
Robbie, why don't you continue telling Eric how smart I am? Go ahead.
Well, no, Joe, in this case, unfortunately, you're right on point. I mean, there's something strange going on because, like you've stated, all the other sports have used the one that everybody paid. Now, I'll give you a perfect example. Remember when baseball had their whole steroids thing going on? They used VADA, and Ryan Braun of the Milwaukee Brewers got his test result overturned because of bad collection data. And who did they use?
The same one
that Dillian White.
Vada does baseball too?
Yeah.
They did it one time. They only did it one time. And then they got fired. You know why? Because they fucked up the collections in that test and they got overturned.
Because,
and guess what?
Because
that was
they
the
took
one time.
Stars out of baseball. That's a lie.
No, they. Rob, didn't Vada get. Does baseball use Vada anymore, Rob?
Who does
baseball
use?
No, they
use
don't.
Use
not, no, they, no, they don't.
Yeah,
not
does,
after that. Not after that.
Who does baseball and football now? Who does those two? Is that
USADA?
They don't have third party.
Oh, they don't have third party. You just said they don't have third party, Robert.
If they did, they would use USADA.
No, but what they do is sometimes they'll bring in like specific cases. They will bring in like an agency, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Vada already has a history of fucking up collections.
Oh,
right, Robbie?
Yep.
Right, Robbie?
Absolutely.
How many collections do they do? That's a ton of collections. It's going to be some.
You're not going to get an endorsement from them. They're not going to give you a sponsorship.
I applied last week. They're going to give me that job. I'll tell you
You're
that.
Not Victor Conte. You are not going to get a sponsorship.
Robbie, would you work for Vada?
No.
Like holding the P cup and stuff like that? What would you do?
I would never work for them.
Would you?
I'm confident.
What would you be? Would you work for USADA?
100%.
No.
Would you stand in there while the guy's taking a pee?
No.
I mean, I would stand there, but I wouldn't make any physical contact.
Who was the dude? What was the dude who went in the bathroom and made conversation with that one fighter? He was sitting at the urinal. He was talking to him.
I mean, I wouldn't make any physical contact. That's how I
would. He's the physical contact.
And I don't like the fight, B, but I think you're right. I think it's going to be Derek Chisora. I think the card will still be allowed to go on because, remember, with DAZN in the UK, this fight was supposed to be a pay-per-view. So they're going to want to put a name on that everybody would pay for. I think it will be Derek Chisora. I don't like the fight, but I think that's who it'll be.
Well, let me ask you a question, Robbie. Would this fight have been any like Anthony Joshua versus Dillian White, Anthony Joshua versus Derek Chisora, is it really that much different of a fight at this point?
Not really, because if Joshua doesn't look good no
they're
matter what
they're both shot fighters.
Not really, because if he does not look good against whoever he fights, he won't get that Deontay Wilder fight in December.
I disagree completely. I think if
Eric,
he looks like garbage, he absolutely gets that Deontay Wilder fight. Absolutely.
Why,
no questions
why
asked.
Why would Saudi Arabia pay for somebody off of two bad performances?
Why would Saudi Arabia pay like $1 billion for that soccer player? Because they got the money. They don't care. They're two big names, son. They're overpaying for everything right now. They are. They're overpaying for everything.
I know they are. $1 billion
All right,
for
well, then
soccer
don't,
players.
You know, stop being intellectually dishonest, then.
I don't know why you're trying to question Robbie, man. He's always been, you know, very insightful.
Boxing, thank you so much. We appreciate it. He has another question for Robbie. He said, is Robbie jealous of the secret admirer?
No. Hell no. I just feel bad for Eric.
Guys got to start cutting Robbie some slack, man. He's making a lot of sense today.
Let him burn.
Robbie corks his phone for advantages.
I do my best, and I love that Oscar Valdez Navarrete fight on Saturday. I think that's going to be a great
fight.
That'll be the fight of the weekend, in my opinion.
All right.
Yeah, and Amanda Roberts.
Your call was subpar today. I got to be honest with you; it was very subpar.
Emmanuel Rodriguez should look good on Saturday, too. So it's good to see him back.
What did you think of the Amanda Serrano and Heather Hardy fight?
I don't care about that.
Wow.
See you later, guys.
Mrs. Herrick was on the edge of her seat texting me. She FaceTimed me. She FaceTimed me telling me, Joe, look how great Amanda looks. I'm not lying.
That's her voice? That's the voice you use for Mrs. Herrick?
Well, I mean,
Why don't you put some respect on her name?
I mean, I'm a boxing analyst. I'm not an impressionist, all right?
What's the matter
boxing
with you?
Analyst.
All right, Robert, we'll put you on hold.
See you later.
Thank you, Robert. Excellent call.
Baltimore 410. I am King.
What's happening?
You're live. Jerry, what's happening?
Hi, Jerry. What's going on, Jerry?
I got a question. I heard that the fight last weekend, Spence and Crawford, didn't have any testing. Is that true? You guys know?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I don't know. I would imagine. Don't they all have some testing?
I think they had the commission testing, but I don't. I think Jerry, you are correct. From what I heard, they did not have VADA testing.
Yeah, that's kind of telling.
They did not have VADA testing.
It's interesting that they didn't have that for a big fight like that. And I guess because there's a lot of money. You don't want any bad news before the fight. I get it.
You would think that they want to make sure the athletes are clean, and I thought it was mandated for big title fights like that. But from what I hear, there wasn't any, which is a little telling. Not to throw shade on either one, because if one didn't want it, the other one would have had to agree to it. So, but my view on PEDs and things like that is simple. If you look over the history of the PED era and you look at who's popped dirty, it's like a who's who of boxing. From Roy Jones to Canelo Alvarez, James Toney, Fernando Vargas, Dylan White. I mean, there's tons that I'm missing. Guys that Shannon Briggs. I mean, it's like some of the biggest names that have been in the sport. I personally think that almost all of them are taking something. They're almost all taking something. And when they get popped, so you figure all the ones that got caught, think about the ones that didn't get caught, because when they take these drugs, they also take masking drugs to mask them. And the protocol for it, like Eric said, it seems to be all over the place. They got day of drugs you can take right up to the day of the fight or the week before the fight. It just seems like it's what boxing is and has always been. It's corrupt. They're a part of the corruption. I don't know what the answer is, but that's what I feel on that. And to move on quickly, Anthony Joshua, if you ask me, would be smart to sit it out. Last time he took a fight on a last-minute replacement, we've seen what happened to him. Now, on paper, he should whip Chisora. But there's big fights in the offing with Wilder and possibly Fury, and I don't typically like short notice fights for anybody, but particularly AJ, because what I've heard about AJ is he gets performance anxiety. I heard that's what happened to him. He had an anxiety attack prior to the fight with Ruiz.
Yeah.
Now maybe
the Ruiz
he did.
Fight,
maybe
yeah.
He did. Yeah. I mean,
that was the rumor anyway.
That was the rumor. And I heard that about him before. And And it does seem like he mentally, he, if he's right, he's probably capable of beating anybody. But he has those weak moments. Lots of athletes have performance anxiety. People don't recognize it because the bright lights come up and the announcers start announcing, and average sports fans don't see it. But it happens in all sports. And if it happens in boxing, it's detrimental, right? So, yeah, Chisora, I don't know, fighting him.
I heard Robbie has performance anxiety when the lights go off, but that's another topic. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Well, he's going to get nervous with all those guys around, you know.
Thought I'd throw that in there, Jerry. I thought it would be good for effect, but I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, that was funny. But lastly, I want to say this. I'm getting tired of people crying about woe is me, Bud Crawford. Bud Crawford was the highest-paid welterweight in the division with the weakest resume. Now, I'm not going to blame that on him. He was fighting the guys that his promoter put in front of him, but he was getting paid more, quite a bit more from what I've seen, than all the top guys that were at PBC who had better resumes because they were fighting each other, Thurman and Spence and Porter and Earl. They're fighting each other. Bud was getting paid more than anybody, and he wasn't fighting any of those guys. Then, in the last 2 years, he's been pretty much at the top of the pound-for-pound list, having only fought David Avanesian. Talking to people, his fans, it's not him. I'm not hating on Bud. It's more his fans. They keep crying that this guy's not been given his just due. Yes, that was a great performance last weekend. But the bottom line is people are talking about, oh, he'll beat Floyd Mayweather. He's the best thing that's ever strapped on gloves. I like Bud. He's a good fighter. But the fighters he fought prior to Errol Spence ain't nothing to write home about. Kavalaskis, he ain't never been on anyone's pound-for-pound list. I don't think he's ever been a world champion. He's never even beat a former world champion. Same thing goes for David Benavidez and Avanesian. Khan was entirely washed up, and you can argue that Brooke was too. Why? I mean, I don't know why, you know, it's his fans more. But the hell of a fighter, I'm not trying to take credit from him. Personally, I don't think Spence was right. I don't want to see Spence again until he's fully checked out and passed every neurological test, because the guy has all the signs of a fighter that is damaged goods. And maybe he wouldn't have beat Bud Crawford anyway, but at this state that he's in, it's not, we've seen, it's not even close. And so, you know, Bud Crawford is what he is, but I got news for him, and I got news for his fans. If anyway wins that fight in a couple months, and he becomes a two-weight undisputed four-weight champion, he's going to jump Bud in the pound rankings.
There you go. All right, Jerry, we're going to get running. Jerry, bring in the heat today. He's bringing the heat.
That was a great call. This is probably one of the best calls you've ever had, man, putting Eric in his place. Thank you.
What are you talking about?
I mean, Coach C gave you that work, man. I mean, he
Coach
so
C,
bad.
I mean, what? Coach C is still hiding under the bed. After the whip,
Coach C beat you so bad that you blocked his number from the switchboard.
Son.
That's what I heard.
Well, you didn't hear
that's
right.
Human resources told me.
HR told you that?
HR told me that.
Is that right? Lois made
HR told me that. He gave you the work, man. They got rid of him.
I think it was the other way around.
All right. I got his number. I can still talk to him.
Yeah, you got his number. All right, so let's get back to the news before we get back to the calls real quick. This is an odd one, B. This is a real odd one. This seems to happen like once every generation in at least one sport. Keith Thurman is considering fighting Clarissa Shields in like a charity match where he says he will only use a jab. Clarissa Shields actually called Keith Thurman out, and they're talking about actually having like an exhibition or something like that. What do you make of this? This is, I mean, like, Keith Thurman, listen, man, I'd like to see him, you know, I thought he was done. I didn't know he was still, like, fighting still. He's on that Charlo plan where he's off for 2 years or whatever. I don't know, man, but, like, what do you make of all this? This is just odd.
At first, I had the same reaction you're having right now. But after talking to the former New York State Athletic Commissioner, Randy Gordon.
Yes.
He said to me, well, if they both came in and they said, well, this is what we're going to do, but we're just going to go in there, we're going to, you know, similar to what Tyson and Roy Jones did in an exhibition where they really didn't try to hurt each other.
There was no winner, yeah.
yeah, no winner, then he said he wouldn't be against it. And the more I think about it, it could be, they could make a spectacle out of it. You know what I mean? Just go in there, have fun. As long, and obviously, Keith Thurman wouldn't go all out. And Clarissa Shields probably, even if she did go all out,
probably
it wouldn't
would
matter.
Go out. Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter anyway. No. So if they go in there and just move around, just have an event type, spectacle type exhibition, I'm not against it.
Do you think it brings in a lot of dough?
I think
it has the possibility to, yeah.
Yeah, because it's the first of its kind.
What was
Imagine that?
That? You remember that tennis match, like, way back in the day?
Was it
Bobby Riggs or something like
Bobby
that?
Bobby Riggs, yeah, Bobby Riggs.
And,
versus,
who was that
versus,
other
like, one of the,
fraud? He was. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, something like that. And that like, captured, like, the nation. That was a big deal, you know? And I'm wondering, you know, can this do the same thing? I mean, nobody wants to see, like, Ike Turner get in there against, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you don't want to see, tennis is one thing, basketball is one thing. This is a completely different thing. You're seeing a guy hit a girl, which has been taboo for, a long time.
But again, if it's just just kind of like an exhibition where they're just moving around. I mean, she spars with guys anyways.
King, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, versus Bob Barry. She spars with guys anyways, and she kind of swears that they're going full speed on her. Guess what?
They're not
full speed on you.
They're not.
So if they do something similar to that, it could be entertaining. You know,
yeah. Listen, man. They are so much. There's so much physical difference.
Yeah,
between men and women and athletes at that level.
Yeah,
and women athletes and men athletes. There's so much difference. Like, I don't. You know, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see Keith Thurman smacking her around. You know.
And that's not. And Eric, I can assure you that's not going to happen. You're not going to see that if they even did. Decide to do this, in my opinion. I just don't think that would happen.
You think Keith Thurman would land a punch on her? Or just try to keep her off with a jab? You know,
I think he would.
Meaningful?
I think he would not land a meaningful punch. I think all the punches he would land would not be hard. They'd be like 20%.
What if she hits him and she hurts him? Say she hits him to the body or something like that and she hurts him. Does he then let it go? You know what I mean?
Well, in my opinion,
let's
that's
shot
a big
go.
What. Yeah, in my opinion, that's a big what if because she can't even knock out females. How is she going to hurt
him? Stop it. Oh, that's
not. I mean, she has.
That's not. Nice. Come on.
I mean, she has
enough. She's a woman. Respect her.
I mean, we have to read we have to report the statistics.
Matter with you?
We have to report the statistics accurately. you think I want to get sued for defamation?
You're about to get me too'd is what's going to happen. The thoughts and none of this is our. You know, this is. Belongs
I've
to
already
be.
Been me too. I'll probably get me three.
Me three.
at this point.
Yeah, I just you kind of wonder because everything is all fun and games until you get hit, and it's like that anytime, man. Like you can be horsing around with your friend or something like that, and he throws a punch and it hits you the wrong way or hits you a little bit too hard, and you're going to retaliate. Well, it's just the way it is,
Do you remember when Muhammad Ali used to do exhibitions with just like actors and regular people.
Yeah.
And it would be the same thing as that. Like, it was nothing to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is this something you think would be good for the sport, bad for the sport? I never think it's good to see a man hit a woman, sport or no sport. I just don't think it's good.
It would be like when China fought Chris Jericho in the WWE.
Yeah, but we know that's all scripted, though.
Well, we know. But deep down, we know that Keith Thurman's not really going full speed and trying to hurt her either. Deep down inside, we knew Roy Jones and Mike Tyson really weren't trying to hurt each other either.
I don't know. He hit him with those big body shots.
I could tell he was pulling his punches. Man. I mean, you like to, you're a little bit more naive than me, so man. No offense to you.
I live with these rose-colored glasses on, babe. You know how I am.
Yeah, you don't have the educated.
I don't have that street. You know what I mean? That street. You know that street IQ.
Yeah. Yeah, you know the street IQ.
So you're all for this. You're all for this. You're down with this.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Did you? Okay, so. You heard about this whole thing with Elon Musk and what's his face, the guy from Facebook or whatever, Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Zuckerberg, yeah. Yep.
That fight, it sounds like it's going to happen. I mean, like, I don't know if there's any date or anything's locked in. Dana White said he's thinking about charging $100 for that pay-per-view, like having the money go to charity or something like that.
Yeah,
but
I'd
that's
buy
a
it.
Bad precedent to set. Yeah, I think Zuckerberg kills him, though.
I think Zuckerberg kills him, too.
Yeah. He's in his 30s, isn't he, or 40s? And, like, Elon Musk is, like 52 or something like that?
Yeah, Elon Musk is, like, my age.
Yeah, there ain't no way. Zuckerberg, have you seen him, like, do the jujitsu?
Yeah, he's in great
he's
shape.
He's a blue belt. I think he's a blue belt. Nah, he's pretty
he's
good.
In great. He's in great shape.
If you make it to blue belt, you're pretty good. And that's only the second belt up, you know, and he only goes up from
what
there.
What are the belts in jiu-jitsu?
So the white belt, the blue belt, purple belt, brown belt, and black belt. But it takes you like, you know, for like there's been people doing it for like 15 years or so.
What belt are you?
I was just a white belt. That's all I was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long did you do it for?
About a year. I think about a year. Okay. Maybe a little.
You
but
learned,
not like consistent like.
But,
you, know,
but
like,
you still were glad you took it though because you learned
oh,
a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you learn a ton. It's amazing, like, the stuff that you learn in there, like, just as a white belt, because you got different levels of white belt, you know what I mean? And they're all good. I mean, like, everybody in there, like, the stuff that you learn, the stuff that, you know, it's, you learn it really fast, and it's good because you're always sparring. That's where you learn the most, is in the sparring, you know? So.
I wonder what belt Joe Rogan is, because I don't hear a black belt.
He's a black belt under Eddie Bravo, and I think he's a black belt under Eddie Bravo, which is Nogi, and he's also a black belt. I mean, it's with Machado. I'm not, really? I might be wrong on that, but yeah, he's a two belt black belt. Because one, you know, with the tenth planet jiu-jitsu you do without a gi, and with the other jiu-jitsu with Brazilian jiu-jitsu you do it with a gi. So he's trained on both. He's a
probably harder
dude,
without.
Man.
Is it harder without the gi?
Yeah, because, you know, the thing is with a gi, you know, you can grab and there's a variety of chokes you can do, like the collar choke you can do with the gi. There's a lot of chokes you can do, but without a gi, yeah, that's more like UFC stuff because you don't have anything to grab onto. You know, you have to be in position and you have to get, you know, get everything in there and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Understood.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different, but... And it's just enough. It's just like different enough that, you know, as far as which one is better, they're both great. So, you know, let's see
gotcha.
Here. Chantel Cameron and Katie Taylor will rematch on November 25th in Dublin. Any interest in that one?
Maybe yeah, I like that fight, actually.
Yeah, I don't
Come on, Eric.
Really neither.
Come on, that was a good fight. Please. I'm going to show the women some sort of respect. Katie Taylor is a good fighter, man.
She's a good fighter. She's about it. And then Jermall Charlo is the one that got slapped, or that, let's see, pushed the female security guard. He got slapped by Caleb Plant. He was having a banner week there. I didn't see the video until after the fact, not the Caleb Plant. And it did, you know what? When I did rewind that Caleb, it looked like he might have slapped him. I can't tell.
Yeah, he slapped him.
It looked like a slap, you know? When I got a different angle and stuff like that on it. And then you saw Charlo being escorted out of there. I guess he was trying to get past security. And security says, hey, wait a minute, you know. And he just walked right past him, and there was this lady saying, hey, you know, I need your credential or whatever. And you see him just, like, push her against the fence. And I'm like, what in the world? Why would you do that? You know, and he looked compromised that entire weekend.
And there's something wrong with him.
Yeah.
There is something wrong with him.
Yeah, he didn't look like himself. He looked like he was definitely under the influence. This is what he looked like. Now, whether he was or wasn't completely, you know, I don't know. But he appeared, to my eyes anyway, to look like he was under the influence.
What troubles me, and I'm sure there's something wrong with him, I just get frustrated when they just say, oh, well, I got mental health issues.
Yeah.
Has he been diagnosed? What condition does he have? Has he been medicated? Has he been analyzed? Has he gone, you know, to a doctor, right, to be diagnosed? What's going on here? Like, because if none of those things have been done, then how does he get better? If he just says that I have some issues, and he's not getting them treated,
right.
and they don't know what the issue is. So can anyone just say, hey, I got mental health issues? I don't have to go to work today. I can get disability because I have mental health issues. I don't have to work anymore. Like. At my job, at your job, we would have to get a doctor's
note.
We have to do something.
Yes.
Yes. We would have to be able to prove that we have something wrong with us.
Right.
But apparently in boxing, all you have to do is just say, I have mental health issues, and you can remain champion. You can pull out of fights.
2 years. We looked it up before the fight. 2 years and 2 months is the last time he fought.
That's ridiculous.
And he still got the title? What? How is that possible? I don't even understand how that's possible.
Crazy.
I don't get it. I don't get it. 773, you're live.
You know when I knew boxing was dog shit? Whenever Jarrell Big Baby Miller took everything in the kitchen.
Baby
sink,
Miller.
HGH, EPO, multiple failed drug tests. And they gave him a 2 year and said, you'll be back in two. That should have been a lifetime ban right there.
Absolutely.
That should have been a lifetime ban.
Yep.
And, you know, you got
completely
this Conor Benn stuff. Oh, you just go away for a little bit and never going to sweep it under the rug. Oh, he's cleared. He's cleared. Oh, gosh, nothing to see here. It's a joke. You know what I say, though? What you guys thoughts on that before I get to my next point?
What's this? What did he say?
what do you think my next point is?
What is your next point?
I said, what do you guys thoughts on that regarding the drug test? Drug testing in boxing. I said.
My thing is, when they drug test, they don't always suspend the guy. Sometimes they let the fights go on, and I don't understand that. If you're going to hire these guys, then accept the results you get. You know, if they say he's cheated, then listen, follow the rule. It's your rule you're implementing. Nobody else's. It's your rule. So, you know, if he tests positive, then, you know, but again, we've seen this before where they try to make excuses and they give him the excuses instead of just saying, hey, it's cut and dry. If you fail the drug test, then you fail the drug test. To me, there is no gray area there. It's black and white. You either failed or you didn't fail. The other guy didn't fail, but you failed, then you're out of the fight. Enforce it. And I think that's where a lot of the issues come in.
Yeah, they could do this. Oh, they popped, but it was a faulty test, or it was contaminated, or they have all these excuses, like you said. And you just don't know what to believe, because sometimes you see this in the MMA, UFC in particular. They say it's always in a protein bottle. You got a GNC, and then they have to test the protein. It's just a scam. It's a total scam, it seems like.
But, I agree.
People buy into it. They say, oh, he's cleared. He's cleared.
Listen, man, it's up to them to know what they put in their body. No excuses. They're the stop point. Full stop, it stops with them. If I give you something and you didn't read it or you don't know what you're taking, then that's on you. That's not on anybody else. That's on you.
It should be tested.
But we give them
beforehand.
Outs, and there shouldn't
should
be no outs.
It.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And there's places, that's what they can do. They can take the bottles. They can take the bottles of whatever they take and submit them. They have to submit the list anyway. They can ask questions. They can, I mean, the BATA's always, all those drug testing, they're always readily available for you to ask questions. So there's no reason why, you know, this had to happen other than he was cheating, which is the logical reason.
There you go. The one caller, Rich, he made a good point with all these dudes popping. I hadn't realized when he started naming off all these names, and they're some big names, man. Some of the biggest names in the sport. And it's just one thing after the other. I got to get to
there
my last
go.
Point. Title Town, baby. Title Town. What do you think?
Jake Paul, son. Jake Paul, baby. Logan Paul won his match at SummerSlam. Jake Paul won his match last night. Ohio owns the U.S. That's how it is. Nothing I can do about that. I mean, the way it is just the way it is. Can't do anything.
Super tight, sir.
I was entertained. I was entertained.
Undefeated, Jake Paul, by the way.
It wasn't the prettiest, but it was
Yeah, a lot of people said
it was
a good fight. I didn't really care for it, but it was, I mean, for what it was, yeah. I mean, for what it was, yeah.
What I liked about
it
is
too much.
He got tested. I mean, he was getting you can tell he was tired, and Nate's the type of guy who doesn't go away. He's going to be there the entire time. You got to put him to sleep. And he didn't go to sleep. He was still there, conditioning off the chain, and it was in his face till the very end. And Jake was, you can tell he had a grit through that. That's what I like about it. He gritted it out,
yeah.
Got the decision. Obviously, it's not world class or anything like that. We saw that against Tommy Fury, but I'm still impressed. I'm still entertained. Haters
cardio
can hate
good.
All they want. They could say,
"That's it."
Yeah, cardio. Yeah,
everybody
up.
Hates on Ohio. Everybody hates on Ohio. What are you going to do when Ohio State wins a national championship this year? You know, it just is.
The way I look at it was an average.
It is what it is.
Stop it. Stop it. All right, Kevin, we're going to get
all
right, man. Thank you so
good.
Much for the call. You too. 760, you're live. And then, B, we have a special call for you coming up. 760, you're live.
Hey, I thought I was the special call. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Brian?
Yeah, not really the special call. We got Beeb's admirer on the phone. We're going to call him Big Texas.
Oh,
he's from Texas on the Panhandle.
I mean,
we're going to call him Big Texas. So Big Texas is waiting
crazy,
on the line
man.
For Beeb.
I hope you let Ryan get his stuff off this week, man. I mean, you've been cutting him off like crazy lately.
Yeah, he always
doing
Ryan, that to me, man. He cold, man.
I was trying to cut you off.
Hey, Brian, we're going to get
Eric.
Running here, buddy. We're going to get running.
Hey,
we
no,
got another
Eric,
call
I'm,
on the line.
No. No. Not this time. I'm about to put you on blast, Eric. You told me last week you was going to
Are you upset
big.
About Pee Wee Herman passing
wow.
away? What's this?
No, I didn't. I don't know nothing about Pee Wee Herman, man. That's your boy right there. That's your boy.
He was before your time. I was sad. I was not going to see him in theaters anymore. That's
he
crazy.
Was there. He was during my time, but you know, I didn't watch this dude right here. I know you was sad though. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was bad,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry to hear
I
that.
I cried
man.
For a little while. I did.
Yeah,
cried.
I know.
Shed some tears.
I know, man. It was sad. Hey, but
hearing,
you know what's
hearing
really
the song
sad?
Tequila will never be the same for me.
You know what's really sad
Go
though?
Ahead, Brian.
Dillian White, man, what the hell happened? So we not. So it's not going to be no fight this weekend or next weekend. Actually, it's called off. Is it official?
Nah.
What's going on?
No, it sounds like Chisora. Chisora. We're guessing Chisora is gonna stay in. Is gonna be the one to replace Dillian White.
Oh, okay. So the show's still gonna go on. Okay. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, what it sounds like.
What
it sounds like.
You got okay. Let me ask you guys this then. If that's the case, you think that's risky with Anthony Joshua? You know this guy is. Oh man, he make me nervous every fight, man. I don't care who
Chisora?
No, Anthony Joshua, man. Because isn't this whole thing supposed to?
It's a huge risk for Anthony Joshua. It is a huge risk.
Yeah, that's
what if
I'm
he
saying.
Comes out of his dressing room, slips on a banana peel, and breaks his leg? Can't make it to the ring. That's a huge risk.
Yeah, but what?
As far as Derek
Chisora,
once he gets to the ring, I think the fight's over. I don't think Derek Chisora is born. He's a shot fighter. Dillian
man.
White is a shot fighter. I wasn't excited about this fight at all. Listen.
I hope so, man. This is easy work
for AJ.
I hope AJ goes out there and just lays him out. He don't even get touched, and then we can – go
trainer
forward,
of the year,
Derek you know,
James
the,
in AJ's corner? Come on, man.
I don't
Who's
know, man. I don't
it.
Know. They shit, they taking a risk, man, with AJ. Our, you know they rolling the dice with AJ
our,
all day, man.
Steve,
I want to believe in AJ, but AJ
Are we
going
to have to do a pie
okay.
bet on this fight?
No,
are we
going
to have
no.
to do a pie
no.
bet on this fight?
Bet on who?
Bet You're going to bet on Chisora? I'll take AJ.
No,
yes.
I'm not going to bet on Chisora. But
oh, that's cold. Chisora, we'll keep trying to be close,
anybody,
man. I'm trying to make a man out of you. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to man you
look,
up here. You don't want to do it. What am I supposed to do?
No, I can't do
listen,
it.
Listen,
no,
I've tried.
I can't
my
bet
best
on Chisora,
to make you a
man.
All right.
Listen. If I'm a bet on somebody, I'll put some money on AJ. Okay. I'll put some money on AJ. I'll take that bet. You
yeah,
want to
AJ's,
bet on Chisora, I ain't
fight,
betting
son.
On it.
But yeah,
don't AJ
fight,
still
son.
Make us – he still make us nervous, though, don't he? He just – especially with this whole thing, somebody else filling in, just like this is almost identical to the big baby Miller. That's the one, right?
It is and it isn't, because it's the same where he gets a new opponent, but the quality of the opponent is nowhere near. We all knew Andy Ruiz could fight. Derek Chisora, we know, is washed. He's washed. That's it.
Okay.
He's not. He's not going to be competitive in this fight.
Just make me feel better, because I know once this fight is over, then it's going to be the AJ. Thank you, man. Thank you. That's why I need you on the line, Eric. Good looking out, man. Because we got something to look forward to. Okay. AJ versus Wilder. That's next. That's next. We got.
Yeah, I hope that's next.
AJ comes out okay.
Can you imagine if AJ and Wilder come off, and if Fury and Usyk, I don't think are coming off this year, but can you imagine if AJ Wilder comes off this year? Biggest year in boxing, period.
Yeah, period. It probably won't happen until like January or February, though.
Listen, come January, they can drop a bomb, whatever. Listen, I've seen this year, and it's been great. I'm good. I can die happy.
Yeah.
This was unbelievable year.
Yes.
Unbelievable. The best year in boxing history.
And it's not finished. It's not even finished yet. We still got more.
It's only halfway through.
We still got more.
It's halfway through.
Yes.
I love
boxing,
it. I love it.
Boxing been blowing out every sport, though. Don't you agree? Basketball. Fuck basketball. Football.
Oh, yeah.
I like football. I still like football. Yeah. I ain't going to talk shit about football. But everything else.
Yeah, where do you see Ohio State this year? Heisman Trophy winners in Ohio State, the national championship coming back to Ohio. Unbelievable.
I hate to
say it. The Bengals are going to win the Super Bowl this year. Unbelievable.
I'm sorry to tell you. I just watched USC and Raiders and Lakers. You know, you don't want to be me
right
now.
Stop banging your head against the wall and turn on you Ohio State, man. I mean, listen. You know, you got to be, like, just banging your head against the wall and everything like that, watching those sorry teams. Listen, there's plenty of room on this bandwagon.
You don't want to be me right now, okay?
Put your hat on and come on come on in for the big win. You know what I'm saying?
I can't do it, man. I can't do it. I only stay with one side. You feel me? Hey, but look. Let me tell you guys, man. I'm going to 5 fights this year at the T-Mobile. Who's fighting at the T-Mobile? Okay, I know we got Charlo Canelo. Who else is at the T-Mobile this year?
You're going there? You going to see that fight?
Yeah, I think I just said I'm going to 5 fights. I don't even know who the fights are. The only one I know is Charlo and Canelo. Who else is fighting at T-Mobile? That's why I'm asking you guys.
I don't
know. Check the schedule, man. I mean, you're the one that's going.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you're going. Don't you know? Didn't you get tickets for these fights yet? Or are you just like hoping to get in? Or
what do you want me to do next?
But look, security over there? What are you doing?
You want me to do book your flights while I'm at it? Whatever.
Why
don't you do something for him, by the way?
I'm asking the reporters, because you guys are ringside reporters. You got all the scoop. I don't know. You get it before me. You feel me?
You think I work for the T-Mobile Arena and I know I have their schedule memorized?
I wouldn't depend on me for anything. You don't depend on me for anything. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I'm wrong.
Every Sunday.
I'm wrong 50% of the time.
I depend on you guys every Sunday to give me the report, okay? You guys are the ringside reporter. You give me boxing news.
I got
to
call
Bede
15 minutes before the show just to wake him up. I got to call Bede like 15 minutes before the show just to wake him up.
I'm counting on you guys.
I'm not much better. I just woke up.
Listen, every Sunday I'm depending on you guys to bring me all the scoop, okay? Let me know the schedule. I'm counting on you guys, all right? That's how it is. I'm counting on
all
you
right.
guys.
Well, I feel bad for you. I tell you that. All right, Brian, we're going to get running here. Thank you so much for the call. He doesn't want to do a pie bet, Beeb. He doesn't want to do a pie bet.
I'm trying
to make him a man. I'm trying to make him a man. I'm failing miserably. Failing, Beeb. Manny Gatillo, you're completely wrong. And the Bengals are winning the Super Bowl this year, son. Beeb has butterflies waiting for Big Texas. Here he is. Big Texas, this is Beeb's admirer from the panhandle of Texas. Beeb, come on, get in the view. Come on, don't be like this. Big Texas, 806, you're live.
Hello, everybody. Okay, hello, Beeb.
How are you? Hello, Beeb.
I have a poem ready for Beeb. I have worked all week.
Yes.
Working all, staying up all night. But I discarded that. I trashed it. I had to start all over. So I have something new for him. I have a new poem for him. So I hope you're ready.
Love's a funny thing.
All right, here we go.
Love's a funny thing.
Here we go. Here we go. Roses are red and violets are blue. Beep.
Oh, yeah.
Robbie is jealous of me and you. There we go.
Oh.
And now I want to dedicate a song. I'd like to dedicate a song to Beeb. I hope everybody enjoys it, but this is for Beeb. What matters is
I know
we're
going to
enjoy
it.
Absolutely. Okay, here we go. I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight and go deep as you like. I'll make love to you like you want me to. I'll hold you tight, and Robbie, you can watch all night.
Robbie's going to watch it. There we go. I love it. Big Texas, thank you so much. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. The poem, Beeb, that poem was solid. Solid poem. But the song, that melts my heart. I love the type of love that you have with Big Texas. I do. I love it.
It's awesome.
It is nice to see this. You know, it is really nice to see this.
Please.
Beeb, Fluffy Toaster says, Beeb has a wife and a boyfriend. I can't even date. Listen, man, guys, girls, doesn't matter, man. Beeb, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, and crazy. Beeb's the guy. He's the guy. I love it, Beeb. I love it. That's the love that you guys share is beautiful. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It's beautiful. It is. All right, guys, on that note, that'll do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. As always, you can catch Joe Habib on Twitter at jhabib1, or is it X now? It's X now, right?
I think it's X.
I think it's X. You can catch him on X, formerly known as Twitter. Find our YouTube channel at ringsidereporterlive.com, and you can find me at ringside73 on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. And we will see you guys next week.